Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present Enemy of My Dreams by Jenny Williamson. Performed by Lisa Flanagan. For Mom, I got back on the horse every time. You'd be proud. Prologue. Frigidus River, Julian Alps, September 9th. 394 A.D. 3 days after the last battle ended, the mighty Bora still stalked the floodplain. It shrieked and murmured amongst the broken war machines and sent dust spirals walking amidst the dead. The men were saying it was the wind that won them this war, that the gods had sent it to drive the enemy's arrows back in their faces. Alaric of the Goths set his back to the battlefield, the Bora snapping his cloak around his heels. Someone should tell the gods then that the thrice-damned battle is over. Before him, the usurper Eugenius knelt on the ground. Even kneeling, he was thin and stooped as an overtall reed. The wind filled the executioner's stained cloak like a tattered sail and snatched the words from the condemned man's mouth. 10,000 of his own dead to achieve this. Half the Federati, and the Romans had barely scratched their breastplates. A heavy hand clapped down on Alaric's shoulder.
Well done.
The general Stilicho smiled, jovial as Saturnalia.
Without you, we never would have taken that valley. You have covered yourself in glory these past days.
Glory. Alaric felt a muscle in his jaw clench. There had been nothing glorious about what happened in that valley. He'd walked out covered only in blood, his men's as much as his enemies. The Emperor Theodosius stepped out of the crowd below, swollen with his own importance. He interrupted Eugenius's last words with a speech about the Christian God who'd brought them victory. Mercifully, the wind obscured most of it.
The Emperor will want to see you, Stilicho said. He will want a count of your dead, and if you play it right, there will be a reward.
You mean the homeland he promised? Alaric could not keep the bitterness from his voice. For years, Theodosius had been promising land, always after the next great victory and the next. His people were still landless and homeless, and now half of them were dead. If that was a coincidence, he'd eat his own boots.
Must you do this every time? Stilicho let out an aggrieved sigh. The Emperor owes this victory to you, but you must be politic, Alaric. You stand to gain much, given time.
Alaric shook his head grimly. If there was one thing his people did not have, it was time. He remembered the Huns sweeping down from the eastern hills, lines of homesteads burning. It was an old memory, one from his childhood, but it was still happening. Stilicho glanced at his battered, blood-stained cuirass and frowned.
Be sure to clean yourself up first. Cut your hair, for God's sake. Try not to look so much like a barbarian.
Down below, Theodosius had finished his talk of God. He gave an impassive nod to the executioner. The Bora stopped just as the axe fell. The imperial tent was full of rich fabrics and rare wood, all the comforts the emperor could not do without on campaign. Theodosius sat with his head bent over a solid oak desk, making scratch marks on a wax tablet, his scalp pink with sunburn. Alaric thought of the bent backs, the sweat and suffering that had brought the emperor's desk this far. At length, Theodosius spoke.
Your report?
By my reckon, we lost 10,000.
The emperor's hand stilled.
Tell me how you managed to lose half of the Federati.
The scouts told us that the rim was clear. It wasn't. The archers picked us off like turtles in a bucket.
And you lost
Sample complete. Ready to continue?